track nine, and now we're back to news stories. Fewer landlords applying to court to evict tenants. Fewer landlords applied to court for possession orders to remove tenants refusing to follow eviction orders in Teignbridge, new figures show. These claims are made after an eviction has been served and the tenants have not left by the end of the notice period. They can result in a county court bailiff repossessing the house. Ministry of Justice figures covering January to March show there were 30 landlord possession claims made to remove tenants in Teignbridge, down from 33 in the first 3 months of 2024. Of the recent claims, 9 were made by social landlords, 10 by private landlords, and 11 were accelerated claims after no-fault evictions. Across England and Wales, there were 23,976 landlord possession claims, down 4% from a year earlier. There were 7,308 court orders for reposition of a landlord's home by a county court bailiff, a 5% increase. This included 4 bailiff evictions of tenants in Teignbridge. Shelter said no-fault evictions, which accounted for about 40% of the landlord repossessions by court bailiff this recent quarter, should be scrapped by summer. Alicia Walker, Assistant Director of Advocacy and Activism at Shelter, said, "Thousands of renters are being marched out of their homes because of an unjust policy that should already be history. Rents and living costs are spiralling across England, and tenants on the lowest pay are keeping hold of their homes by the skin of their teeth. Every day, our frontline teams hear from families who've been hit with rent increases they just cannot afford, forced to pay up or ship out, with little standing between them and the nightmare of homelessness." She added, "The Renters' Rights Bill is the last chance to guarantee security for renters. If the government wants the bill to be truly transformative, it must cap rent increases in line with inflation or wage growth to make renting genuinely safe, secure and more affordable." The figures also show there was a 31% increase in mortgage possession claims, with 6,765 in the recent quarter. This included 10 claims for homes in Teignbridge.
Cheesy game wins top award. A cheesy after-dinner game developed by Bevy Tracy-based House of Marbles has been named as the best novelty gift at a national awards ceremony. Cheese and Crackers, a game where players race wind-up pieces of cheese, won the Novelty, Tech and Gadgets category at the recent Gift of the Year awards. The game was created by House of Marbles Chief Executive Andrea Harkin and product designer Ollie Oliver. The pair came up with the idea at a weekly product development meeting where they were talking about the concept of biscuits growing legs and running away. A House of Marbles spokesman explained, "Last year, the House of Marbles received a highly commended for its Sunshine Print paper kit at the Gift of the Year Awards."
New crackdown on areas pollution hotspots. New teams of water inspectors are cracking down on pollution along the Devon coast. Unannounced inspections of southwest water sites are among the methods being used by the new teams from the Environment Agency, set up in response to anger over the pollution of beaches, rivers and streams across the county. Inspections on local farms are also being stepped up as the EA tries to prevent pollution of inland rivers and streams. A recent Teignbridge Council meeting heard that the Teign estuary alone had 420 discharges in 2024, totalling more than 2,100 hours, during which the untreated sewage and wastewater flowed into the water. Newton Abbott's Liberal MP Martin Wrigley raised the issue with a written question to Environment Undersecretary Emma Hardy, the Labour MP for Kingston-upon-Hull and Halton Price. He asked what steps she was doing to help protect beaches between the mouth of the River Exe and the mouth of the River Dart. She said that the EA had recruited 2 new teams to step up regulation of southwest water sites in Devon, Cornwall and the Scilly Isles. There would, she said, be more compliance checks, including unannounced inspections, studying storm overflow data and increasing enforcement action for pollution incidents. She said that the EA had increased inspections in the last year and would more than double these in the coming year. This includes water company assets in the Newton and Abbott constituency, she added. It will also attend more incidents. The EA has also increased the number of farm inspections, moving towards what Ms Hardy described as a more sustainable and healthy farming industry.
Gas pipe upgrade project started well, says company. An infrastructure project to upgrade gas pipes in Ashburton has started well, Wales and West Utilities have said. The £450,000 project to upgrade more than 1,800 metres of gas pipes in the Eastern Road area of the town started early this month, and barring any engineering difficulties, it will be completed in October. As the work continues, Wales and West is keen to remind local people that businesses in the town remain open. Wales and West Utilities, Abby Smith, who is managing the work, said, "We want to assure local people that shops in Ashburton remain open throughout this essential work. We know that working in areas like this is not ideal, but it is essential to make sure we keep the gas flowing to homes and businesses in the area and to make sure the gas network is fit for the future. We'll have a team of gas engineers on site throughout the project to make sure our work is completed as safely and as quickly as possible while keeping disruption to a minimum. While most of the gas network is underground and out of sight, it plays a central role in the daily lives of people across the area. Traffic management will be used throughout the length of the work. Initial plans include a road closure on East Street and Eastern Road until July the 18th, works at the junction of Cook's Close, May the 27th to June the 9th, works on Jordan Meadow, June the 16th to July the 4th, two-way traffic lights on Balland Lane in conjunction with the road closure on Eastern Road, 30th of June, 22nd of August. A road closure from the junction of Little Roborough to the rear of 69 Home Park, 18th of August, 15th of September. Work along Home Park, 15th of September, 13th of October. Work along the footpath of Home Park, 15th of September to the 13th of October.
More than 1,000 reports of stolen sheep last year. Devon and Cornwall Police received more than 1,000 reports of sheep being stolen last year, a Freedom of Information request has revealed. In 2024, the force received a total of 1,101 reports denoting stolen sheep. It does not, however, mean that 1,101 sheep were stolen. This is because not every report made to or by police specified the number of sheep stolen. As such, the true number of sheep stolen in 2024 is likely higher than the number above. Grazing animals can be an easy target, especially in remote rural locations.